Morning, Kerry. Thanks for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Shane.
How did the meeting go yesterday?
It was very productive. We didn't just talk about policy. We actually looked across the whole of the force to see what kind of work is actually going on. We've got lots of people who are blogging, lots of people who are tweeting, and that we feel that we're leading the country in terms of a police service, in terms of social media.
I was going to say that to you because there isn't a national standard, is there? I know somebody was talking about Manchester Police did a kind of live tweet thing,
indeed.
Didn't they?
For a
24-hour tweet or something they did.
And we've done something similar in Birmingham South. Chief Superintendent Phil Kay, who's the local policing commander, he's done like a live Twitter-thon, so where all the calls are coming in, those are actually being recorded. He's also asking questions online. So, it was a very, very productive day, lots going on. But really, what we want to know is, what do the public want? You know, we've got an idea about what we want to do with social media, but it's all about the public, and we're getting a lot of positive feedback.
I saw one yesterday, and I wasn't following it intently, but during the show yesterday, I saw one person say that they quite liked it because they got information. I mean, I must admit, I follow a lot of your feeds at Coventry Police because you find out what's happening crime-wise, you find out what's happening, across the patch.
Yes.
So people are quite used to that now as a way of being informed. It's not going to replace anything, though, is it?
No, not at all. I think that's not. Thank you, Shane. That's a really important point. It's an additional means of communication. We're still out in the community. We're still meeting members of the public, local premises, advertising those times. It's just another way to try and reach people, whether it be young people. A lot of young people are on Twitter. If we want to get messages out, if we want to get appeals out, and as I say, we're getting a lot of positive feedback. And what people like is they like local.
Yeah.
So, we're talking Coventry now, but actually, I think we need to drill down. We need to drill down to Radford. We need to be talking about what's going on in Beak Avenue. We need to be talking what's happening in Ilsen Avenue South. It's about that local. When things drop through your front door and they've got your address on it, your road, you automatically take an interest.
Have you solved the crime with Twitter yet? Have you got to that stage? Do you know what I mean? With social media of any form?
Well, you say, have we solved the crime? We had a really good example in Charlesmore, where a reptile was stolen from a shop. The gentleman that owned the shop tweeted about it, and before you know it, the information had come into the police. We'd obtained a search warrant from the court, and we'd recovered the reptile that was stolen. That was returned to the owner, and the person was put before the court. So yes, we have. Yeah.
What about the idea of some kind of guidelines for officers? A couple of days ago, an officer was put a tweet out, and I mean, I don't easily get offended. I put things out, and people must think, oh, I don't like that, or whatever. And I think it's easy to get offended in this day and age. But a couple of days, one of your officers put a tweet out saying something along the lines of the crime figures are down, the journalists won't like this.
Right, okay.
And you kind of think, oh, hang on a second, we were just bad news mongers or something like that. But is there a need for guidelines? Did you come away thinking we need guidelines on this?
No, we didn't. The bottom line is our staff engage with the public day in, day out. They go to crime scenes, they go to public meetings. We expect them to be professional, courteous, and we don't give them guidelines on how they engage with the public. And it's exactly the same with Twitter. We've got a set of values. And the first thing around our values is we put the public first. So as it stands at the moment, there isn't. We're still looking at it. We might have to put some constraints around it. But in terms of, an actual policy, no, we trust our staff. We want them to be professional. But actually, what do the public want? And the next stage for us is actually, how do we take it further? And we're looking at doing live video broadcasts via the internet where you can talk to me or you can talk to a senior member from the fire service and ask us questions online direct.
All right, brilliant. Listen, thanks for coming in again, as always. Good to talk to you. Chief Inspector Kerry Blakeman there from Coventry Police joining us on the show this morning.